Welcome to Neutral's Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I've written. I'm Shadows Pup, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm sharing a mistake I made and what happened when I admitted the mistake. We all make mistakes. Error is human, right? Most times, mistakes come from not having thought through an action or from acting without full knowledge of the outcomes. If we knew the outcome, we'd not make the mistake, right? One of the tools I have attached to my home network is a cloud drive. I've had one for years. The drive is connected to my router and has allowed me access to files when I'm away from home, using software to log into it. There's an app on my iPad which gives me direct access to the drive. I've loved being able to use my drive to transfer files on and off my iPad. This has become especially important since I started using the app Procreate for most of my graphic work. The app cost me less than $20 and has amazed me with the amount of power it has. My readers occasionally have seen time-lapse videos of projects I've done using Procreate. It is a built-in feature to automatically record each project. Some time ago, I was looking at the number of projects I had stored in the app and thought, maybe I should take the time to export each of them to Procreate in Procreate's format to my cloud drive and then delete the ones I've completed. This would conserve space in my tablet as I do more projects and create a backup. Seemed like a pretty smart move to make, yet I thought I ever got right on that. I didn't. I thought about it and moved on to working my way through a tutorial and left the idea for another day. While I was in the tutorial, Procreate didn't respond to some of the steps as it should have. I thought I'd missed some detail and was doing it wrong. When I opened Procreate the next morning, I set my pencil down on a new image and moved it across the screen to find, instead of a line appearing, the size of the image was changing. I played with it for a while, trying to turn off whatever this was turned on. Played with the settings, restarted the app a few times, even restarted the iPad. Same thing was happening every time. It wasn't that particular image. I tried some others and the same thing was happening. Finally, I decided the smartest move to make would be to delete the app and do a clean install. So with nary a second thought to my project sitting in the app, I hit delete and reinstalled Procreate. Of course, I opened it and there was a blank gallery staring at me. There it was in all its glory, staring at me, waiting for me to create new content. It was ignoring my gut-wrenching realization that all my projects were gone, including new ones I was just getting ready to publish. I didn't mind having to reinstall my brushes, color swatches, and fonts. They needed a cleanup anyways. But my images, I moaned. After I put a strain on my knees, kicking my butt for not having paid attention to my own advice, I sighed and got on with gathering together the copies of brushes, color swatches, and fonts to organize and start reloading back into the app. I'd have to recreate what I could of the projects. It was my own fault I'd lost them. I logged into my cloud drive, created a dedicated space for all my Procreate material, including future projects. At least I'd learned a lesson. Just before I settled into bed, a young friend messaged me wanting to talk. We chatted for a while. In the course of the conversation, I mentioned to her about my boneheaded screw-up earlier in the day. She casually responded, "Just do a backup, export them, and then delete it." I was pretty sure she didn't see the part where I said I'd delete the app. I replied that it would have been a smart move that I didn't do. "No," she tells me, "you can still do it." Now she had my attention. I'd forgotten she had worked for a telecom in their tech support for Apple. She guided me where to find the last backup to the cloud that happened the day before. She then showed me how to reset my iPad to factory default, which would erase everything on my tablet. As I set up my new tablet, up popped an option to restore from backup. What a relief. Needless to say, I could not thank my young friend enough. My projects were going to be safe. I left my iPad working through the restore process overnight. First thing I did when the restore was completed was to export the projects I had intended to in the first place. Then I deleted the app and reinstalled it. Took me some time to put my brushes, fonts, and swatches back on, but that was okay. I had my projects safe and sound. Had I not been willing to admit my mistake to my young friend, I'd be without my projects. I was expecting her to laugh and tease me for having thought of the solution beforehand and still screwing it up. Instead, she supplied me with a solution. As much as we might want to think we can be perfect, we're only lying to ourselves. It's in admitting our mistakes and then being open to learning from them and others that we get to grow. Thank you for listening to Nicheless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nicheless and Loving It. Till next Thursday, have a great week.